Now, I would say that a perfect illustration of our intent to plan for transit in a non-parochial manner is the effort to bridge the bay via rail, an effort that this MOU brings to the fore. This is the kind of coordinated planning undertaken by regional parties that makes a huge impression on the Federal Transit Administration. Our success in working together on issues such as this will lead directly to future attention and success with the FTA. So what we are agreeing to now is the delineation of a model for future successful region-wide transit planning. And this, make no mistake about it, is truly historic.
The funding was approved. Come November, Hillsborough residents will vote on a referendum proposing a 1 cent sales tax increase to fund transportation in Hillsborough County. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio says that the information Pinellas' study can provide will aid in the November vote.
We will be able to say, as we campaign for this in the November 2nd ballot, that the studies are already underway to show how we can effectively link to Pinellas.
The board also discussed the possibility of pursuing alternate funding avenues, such as a rental car surcharge to fund transportation initiatives. That surcharge could result in upwards of $20 million in funds. But Mayor Iorio cautioned her fellow board members about seeking funds without a plan.
You know, for some reason, there continues to be this thought that TBARTA has to talk about what kind of organization it wants to be. But I feel that it already is serving its very important function of regionality. Here in our county, in Hillsborough, because so much is happening, I feel that they're fulfilling their role. But maybe in another county where there's not a looming referendum, they feel that something has to be defined to a greater degree. But one thing for sure, I am never for asking for money without a game plan. You know, I think we have to be very careful about approaching the legislature and really only ask for the monies that TBARTA needs to continue to operate administratively.
According to new board member Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch, it's not yet determined whether TBARTA will serve to plan or fund on transportation projects.
Very well, I think where TBARTA is right now is trying to identify our role going forward in terms of supporting what the individual counties are doing in terms of their transportation plans. Hillsborough will be the first one out with the referendum this year. Behind that will be Pinellas and then other counties. And so the real question we have is, do we continue to be a planning and coordination body, or do we want to try to be able to support those projects as a fiscal partner? And that was what most of the debate was about today.
What do you see as some of the hurdles with bridging Pinellas and Hillsborough's mass transit initiatives?
Well, I think the great thing is that there is a understanding with all of the bodies, the MPOs, the transit organizations, the cities and the counties, that a successful regional plan requires that we all work together and that the systems, the technologies work together, that, you know, the rail coming out of Hillsborough is compatible with the Pinellas rail. And so our success depends on each other, and that's a great motivator. So I'm really optimistic about what I'm seeing here.